Yeah? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Huh?
Oh, we're still broadcasting.
Whoa! We're back on the podcast universe frequency. Yeah!
2006.
This is the first day.
Whoop-dee-doo.
We're having a good time already.
We're in a hotel overlooking Homeless Square in Milan.
Yeah, we're across the street from the Milan train station, which is a very interesting looking building, very nice looking building. And there's a whole group of homeless people huddled together on the street down below. We're looking at them from the ninth floor of our swank executive hotel and wondering what the future is going to be. Now that America has abdicated its role as a democratic leader and is going down the path of dictatorship and autocracy. What do you think about that, Stacey?
Well, I read an interesting story actually from the American Conservative, believe it or not. And what they argue is that, yes, George Bush's administration does have fascist tendencies. However, it is the American population that is completely fascist already. So they are a fascist population in search of a fascist leader.
Yeah, I mean, when you listen to people like Bill O'Reilly and Ann Coulter, and these people who have, on a fluke, really started getting paid to get to go on TV and mimic the worst possible characteristics of a fascist leader, of a race baiting fascist leader, and it was such a novelty at the time. I mean, this blonde shiksa, Ann Coulter, going on TV and being this racist, sexist kind of Auschwitz promoting blonde hair, blue eyed Aryan psychopath. At first, it was very, novel. But the audience for it is such. You know, we live in this interesting compressed media world where a trend like this can be picked up and spread in a way that is, it's the same, it reflects the market, but then it becomes the market. It's the same phenomenon that we see in the stock market, where because every it's almost like the Heisenberg principle, which is the quantum physics principle of you can't you become essentially what you observe. And we see this in stocks, where if enough people think that these certain stocks are higher and worth more, they become worth more because they have virtually unlimited amount of funds to draw on. The big banks in America, their cost of funds is negative. And there's no constraints. There's nothing to stop these banks from borrowing virtually unlimited amounts of money. So whatever they decide is what something is worth, then they can get it to that price. And they're manufacturing money completely out of thin air. And the same thing has happened in the media and politics. So when these neo-fascists like an Ann Coulter, who you can just see the blood dripping from the corners of her mouth, she'd love to lynch black people down south if she had the chance. She loves to kick Arabs in the teeth if she had a chance on live TV. That would be her dream. And at first, it's a novelty. But when you appeal to the prurient interest of people and people start looking at this, and then the ratings kick in, and then they feature her more, and it gets more ratings, pretty soon you get into this vicious self-fulfilling prophecy, and which builds on itself, and the momentum builds on itself. And then that becomes a predominant cultural ethos of the country now. And this is what we've observed from living outside of America, is that people that are living outside of America see America now as a fascist state. Ann Coulter is doing incredible damage to America around the world, because people around the world hate America. They associate America now with neo-Nazism and neo-fascism. And so when things happen and people get caught up in this and people get slaughtered, the people around the world don't care. They don't have no sympathy for Americans getting slaughtered anymore, because America is no longer a special country anymore. It's just another grubbing, grabbing, striving kind of neo-Nazi backwater third world economy led by psychopaths. It's just not uncommon. America was very unique at one point when it had a government by and for the people. That was a unique period in the history of humanity. But that's now over with. Now, just America is just another money-grubbing whore country.
Well, this is what I see for the trend for 2006 is, this American Conservative article I was reading about the fascist tendencies in America is that at the time that they wrote that last February of 2005, they were saying that Bush administration was not fascist yet because they still seemed embarrassed by the law breaking they were doing. However, we ended 2005, of course, with George Bush proudly taking responsibility for throwing away the Constitution by spying on U.S. citizens. And the sign that it's gone all fascist is when Bush finally allows his brown shirts, those Ann Coulter and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh, you know, rabid fans, to start bashing heads in of those people they threaten to bash heads in all the time. You know, you've already got all those, you know, mostly white, angry, middle, white, angry Americans, working class Americans, ready to smash people's heads in who disagree with George Bush.
Yeah.
Who are appeasers to the so-called terrorists.
Yeah.
So once they allow these people to start bashing people, that's when it's gone totally fascist. And I think that's probably going to happen this year.
Yeah. Well, liberals are the new Jews in America. They become marginalized, and they're being put into pens and ghettos. And pretty soon, the white supremacists like Ann Coulter and Bill O'Reilly will start to kick people's heads in, and it'll be on TV, and it'll be celebrated, and it'll be a ratings gain.
Well,
and
I
that's
think,
the new Nazism, and liberals are the new Jews.
And I think what you'll see is probably something like, who is that guy who shot those two black kids on the subway in New York?
It's Bernie Goetz.
Bernie Goetz. It's going to be like that. It's going to be some white, working class, evangelical Republican who smashes the head in of somebody like, you know, some famous left wing person. They're gonna kick somebody's head in. Maybe Paul Krugman. Okay, they're gonna kick his head in, and they're gonna get away with it because it's justifiable violence.
Yeah, because he's a liberal, and liberals are being vilified.
And he questioned the war president.
Yeah, he's being scapegoated.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay to put liberals into concentration camps and eventually into the death ovens. But, you know, the joke is that while the machine, during the Nazi period of time, the corporocracy wasn't developed enough to completely overthrow the natural cycle of climatology and meteorology as it is now. So while the American fascists are building new death ovens for liberals, the American corporate jihad is destroying the ecosystem at quite a rapid rate, which has put the entire globe into the death oven. And I think this is the backlash. This is what I think 2006, the hope for 2006, is that the rest of the world simply does whatever it takes to destroy the U.S. economy from destroying itself and the rest of the world. You know, the U.S. is like, people look at it like a two-year-old holding a razor blade. They don't want to get close to it because the two-year-old might slice its own throat. They don't want to, but they want to try to get the razor out of the two-year-old's clutches. And the rest of the world looks at America in this way. They've got this baby with a razor, and they're not sure how to approach it, how to disarm it, in this case, the baby's got their finger on a nuclear arsenal. And but I think in 2006, the rest of the world will begin to figure out how to decapitalize the American economy and remove it as a threat to the rest of the world. You know, the America is a huge threat, the biggest threat to peace in the world.
Well, of course, one of the examples of what could happen to America if everybody gets angry enough with it is what you see going on today in the Ukraine. Last night, Russia began turning off the gas supplies.
Did they?
You know, they actually started doing it. So let's see what happens, because America is losing friends as well in the whole gas supplying world. And you know, America, the land of the exurbs, has very little ability to survive without oil or gas. So
yeah, it's kind of a reverse Auschwitz. They're turning the gas off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as I said on this show yesterday, America was a big booster of the Orange Revolution, which was the Ukraine looking west and pulling away from Russia. And now that the consequences of that action are coming to the fore, and Russia is turning gas in the middle of winter off in the Ukraine, is America going to rush to Ukraine's side and help Ukraine? As I've said on the show this week, no, because America's essentially cowards. They're not going to rush to the Ukraine. They're not going to defend human rights. America, if they thought they could make a buck out of it, they would. You know, America's aligned with Russia because Russia's got the gas. America's attacking Iraq because Iraq's got the oil. America ignores Darfur, and America ignores human rights all over the world because none of those countries have oil. America hates Hugo Chavez of Venezuela because he's got the oil. Therefore, he's a bad guy because he's not cutting deals with America that allow America to have an imperial control over the Venezuelan population. Latin America is pulling away from the IMF and the World Bank and American imperial control because they no longer want the strings attached. They want to be independent. Latin America is fighting for independence. The Ukraine, unfortunately, believed American, and that's their biggest mistake, because they're going to go the way of the Vietnamese. They got butchered after America abandoned the Vietnamese at the end of that war. America doesn't stick to its friends. America is a very dangerous 2-year-old psychopath with a gun, and the rest of the world is going to decapitalize the American economy in 2006 or face the consequences. America is worse than the Germany of the 40s, really, because they've got more tools to do more damage, and they've got a slicker propaganda machine. The Ann Coulters of the world really build on Joseph Goebbels in a way that Joseph Goebbels could have never imagined, to be able to hoodwink and hypnotize 300 million people into accepting, without question, the wholesale slaughter of the entire world's ecology so that a few bankers and a few executives at the energy companies can make outsized profits and abandon their populations, cutting off all the pension accounts, cutting off the entire Medicare pension system so that they can have nice retirements. This is something that Dr. Goebbels and Hitler and that crew could never have imagined ever being possible. They are the true inheritors of the Aryan nation's wish. Well, you see that right now. Ann Coulter is the Aryan Shiksa.
Well, speaking of the Nazis, you see that many Americans might not realize, but the German press this week has been dominated by stories about America about to bomb Iran. And a lot of this information is coming from the German Secret Service, but also from Turkey, because, you know, Germany and Turkey have, you know, there are a lot of Turkish people in Germany. But apparently, the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, Condoleezza Rice, and all these high-ranking officials have been to Ankara in the last month. And it appears that they're, you know, paving the way to start bombing the so-called nuclear facilities in Iran.
Well, this is their election strategy for 2006, is to, again, deflect attention away from the real issues, which is loss of democracy in America, by attacking some other country.
It appeals to the fascist. This is part of the whole fascist road.
And they've got a great backup in Fox News and all the neo-fascists in America. Murdoch, of course, loves fascism. Fascism pays. You know, if Hitler were alive today, Murdoch would be, you know, on all fours, enjoying a nice session of anal probing, I'm sure, and smiling, because that to him is probably his ultimate fantasy. And he's making it come true in the U.S. Media world by making U.S. citizens complicit in having basically anal sex, if you will, with the entire globe's ecology and putting it on TV as entertainment. And this is what they call, this is how they're boosting ratings. So, as again, 2006, this is the year that we can pray that the U.S. economy goes from being an $11 trillion economy to maybe a $2.5 trillion economy. The Dow Jones goes from 10,000 to 2,000. Gold goes from 500 to 2,000, becomes the ultimate global currency that puts the fiat currencies out of business, like the U.S. dollar. And we bid farewell to America because it's just too damaging. The world cannot afford to have America as an operating economy anymore. It's much too damaging. So the quicker we get it over with, the better. You know, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. If you do it slowly, it hurts more. You got to get it over with quick. And this is the problem with the American economy. It's much too damaging to the world right now. It has to be done away with.
Okay, that's your January 1st podcast from Karma Bank Radio. I'm Stacy. This is Max. We'll be coming to you tomorrow from Paris.
Yes, back to Paris.
Karma Bank.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.